This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. Moments after the historic impeachment of President Donald Trump, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi told reporters she can't say when the articles of impeachment will be sent to the Senate. AP correspondent Tim McGuire explains.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi tells reporters on Capitol Hill she and other House Democratic leaders two key things in President Trump's trial.
Witnesses that the president withheld from us, their documents that the president withheld from us.
She adds,
we have legislation approved by the Rules Committee that will enable us to decide how we will send over the articles of impeachment.
Pelosi also says they cannot name impeachment managers, House prosecutors who present the case, until they know more about how the Senate will conduct the trial. Tim McGuire, Washington.
During the impeachment, President Trump was speaking at a campaign rally in the battleground state of Michigan, a state he won back in 2016. Trump told his supporters the Democrats hurt themselves by impeaching him.
The do-nothing Democrats, and they are do-nothing. All they want to do is focus on this. What they could be doing are declaring their deep hatred and disdain for the American voter. This lawless partisan impeachment is a political suicide march for the Democrat Party.
Only two previous presidents have been impeached. The House in 1998 impeached President Bill Clinton on charges of perjury and obstruction of justice, but the Senate acquitted him. The House impeached President Andrew Johnson in 1868, but he was acquitted by him. For more news, please join us at our website, voanews.com, or the VOA mobile app. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. India's top court on Wednesday refused to stall the implementation of a new law that lays out a path for non-Muslim minorities from some neighboring countries for Indian citizenship, despite violent protests across the country. Get more on the story from Francis McGuire.
The Citizenship Amendment Act gives non-Muslim minorities from neighboring countries Pakistan, Bangladesh, and Afghanistan a path to Indian citizenship. The government says the law was intended to address the persecution of religious minorities such as Hindus, Sikhs and Christians in those Muslim-majority countries. But thousands have protested, saying the exclusion of Muslims from the law is anti-Islam and weakens the secular foundations of India. Some protesters believe it's a measure by the Hindu nationalist government to marginalise the community. Thousands of demonstrators throwing stones and glass bottles. The Supreme Court said it would hear petitions challenging the constitutional validity of the law on January 22nd.
That was Francis McGuire reporting. A global refugee forum wrapped up in Geneva Wednesday with world leaders pledging more than $3 billion to support refugees in about 50,000 resettlement communities. At the end of 2018, nearly 71 million people were living in forced displacement due to war, violence, and persecution, including nearly 26,000, make that 26 million, who had fled to other countries as refugees. The meeting this week in Geneva stressed the need to share the economic and societal burden of nearly 80% of the world's refugees living in poor and developing countries. A new report says nearly half of American adults will be obese within a decade, and about one quarter will be severely so. AP correspondent Shelley Adler reports.
The findings published in the New England Journal of Medicine was led by scientists at Harvard and George Washington Universities. Dr. Lawrence Apple, who was not involved in the study, is a professor of medicine and nutrition researcher at Johns Hopkins.
This is very alarming statistic. We already are dealing with a tremendous challenge with the current population, which is many of whom are obese. It's only going to get worse.
Obesity raises the risk of heart disease, stroke, diabetes, cancer, and other health problems. Apple says prevention is the key.
People have to realize is that even though these statistics pertain to adults, the genesis of the obesity epidemic starts very early in life.
I'm Shelley Adler.
And Australia set a record for its hottest day ever for a second straight day, with the average national maximum temperature at 107 degrees Fahrenheit. For more news, voanews.com and the VOA mobile app. From here in Washington, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.